New participant information sheet. Reflexive thematic analysis of sonic interaction and accessibility in virtual game environments. Participant information sheet. Overview. You are invited to take part at a study undertaken at the University of West of England, Bristol. Before you decide whether to take part, it is important for you to understand why the study is being done and what it will involve. Please read the following information carefully, and if you have any queries or would like more information, please contact Luke Child at UWE Bristol. Their email address is luke.child@uwe.ac.uk. Who is organising the research? The PhD researcher is Luke Child, under the supervision of Dr. Natanya Ford and Dr. Thomas Mitchell. What is the aim of the research? This research study seeks to engage with gamers to understand the use of interaction with sound as an accessibility tool in video game environments. The primary research questions are 1. How is sound utilized as an accessibility tool in video game environments? 2. What are the applications of sonic interaction in video games? 3. What additional access barriers are present in video games? 4. How might sonic interaction begin to provide accessibility for these barriers? Why have I been invited to take part? We are interested in gaining information about your experience of playing video games and utilizing sound as an access tool. Our discussion will ask you about these things. The purpose of the questions will be to understand sonic interaction and accessibility from a lived experience perspective. This will provide a foundation for developing novel implementations of sonic interaction design for video game environments. Do I have to take part? You do not have to take part in this research. It is up to you to decide whether or not you would like to be involved. If you do decide to take part, you will be given a copy of this information sheet and will be asked to sign a consent form. If you do decide to take part, you are able to withdraw from this research without giving a reason. However, a point of return is reached once the final discussion around validating our conclusions is undertaken. This date will be discussed with you during the initial discussion. If you want to withdraw from the study within this period, please write to luke.child@uwe.ac.uk. Deciding not to take part or to withdraw from the study does not have any penalty and will not affect the progress or assessment of the PhD student's work. What will happen to me if I take part? And what do I have to do? If you agree to take part, you will be asked to take part in a discussion in a format of your choosing. This will be conducted by the student researcher. It is anticipated that the discussion will take approximately 30 minutes to 1 hour. The subject and focus of the discussion will be your experiences playing video games, the access barriers that you have encountered, and the way sound and sonic interaction have improved your access to video games. Your answers will be fully anonymized. During this discussion, you will be provided with a unique identifier that will be used to re-identify you if you choose to withdraw from the study within the period. At the point of text transcription, your recording will be deleted. Your data will be anonymized at this point and will be analyzed with discussion data from other anonymized participants. What information am I required to provide? You will be invited to discuss the questions provided in the New Participant Advance Questionnaire provided alongside this document. You will be asked to provide some demographic information relating to your experience with video games. You will then be asked to reflect on your experiences with sound interaction in games, the way that sound has provided access to parts of a game, and access barriers you have encountered within games. We will also have discussions around how sound could begin to alleviate the identified barriers. What are the benefits of taking part? You will be providing the foundation for future research studies in accessible sonic interaction design for video game environments. You will also be providing information that will contribute toward a PhD thesis and published academic work. We do not foresee or anticipate any significant risk to you in taking part in this study. If, however, you feel uncomfortable at any time, you can ask for the discussion to stop. If you need any support during or after the discussion, then the researcher will be able to put you in touch with the suitable support agencies. The researcher's Director of Studies, Natanya Ford, and supervision team is experienced in conducting and supervising discussions and will support the student to conduct the research sensitively. The discussion has been designed with these considerations in mind. All the information that you give will be kept confidential and anonymized at the point of transcription. The only circumstance where we may not be able to keep your information confidential is in the event of safeguarding or legality concerns. Hard copy research material will be kept secure in the researcher's office, and digital data will be stored on the university's secure OneDrive system, to which only the researcher and their supervision team will have access, in accordance with the Data Protection Act 2018 and General Data Protection Regulation requirements. Recordings will be destroyed securely immediately after anonymized transcription. Your anonymized data will then be analyzed together with other discussion and file data, and we will ensure that there is no possibility of identification or re-identification from this point. Where will the results of the research be submitted or published? A PhD thesis will be written containing the research findings and submitted to the university. A copy may be displayed in the university library. If you are interested in reading a copy, please contact Luke Child at luke.child@uwe.ac.uk. The anonymized results may also be used in conference papers and peer-reviewed academic papers. Anonymous and non-identifying direct quotes may be used for publication and presentation purposes. Who has ethically approved this research? The project has been reviewed and approval is given by the College of Arts, Technology and the Environment Research Ethics Committee. Any comments, questions or complaints about the ethical conduct of this study can be addressed to the Research Ethics Committee at researchethics@uwe.ac.uk. What if I have a concern or something goes wrong? In the event of any concern, you can contact the Director of Studies and Supervision Team via the following email addresses. Dr. Natanya Ford, natanya.ford@uwe.ac.uk. Dr. Thomas Mitchell, tom.mitchell@uwe.ac.uk. What if I have more questions or do not understand something? If you would like any further information about the research, please contact either Mr. Luke Child, the lead PhD researcher, at luke.child@uwe.ac.uk, Dr. Natanya Ford, natanya.ford@uwe.ac.uk, or Dr. Thomas Mitchell, tom.mitchell@uwe.ac.uk. Thank you for taking part in this study. You will be given a copy of this participant information sheet and your signed consent form to keep. End of document.